Welcome to Adrian Anthony's Musical Adventures. I'm Anthony.
And I'm Adrian. And tonight we have an extra special adventure. We have a band that we're going to be introducing on our radio show. It's a new band. We've got their record ready to play. And their name is Deep Fried. That's a pretty cool name. They got some rocking tunes. How about you introduce yourself, folks? We have them all here by the magic of the internet.
Okay, I'm Kevin.
Hey, I'm Jamie Levere. Nice to meet you. Thanks for having us on, guys.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Jeff, really strong person, Murphy.
Hey, I'm Billy Pepper. I play lead guitar in the band.
That's very nice. Tell us a little bit about, your new record. How long have you been working at it?
Oh, the album? Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, the album's been about a couple years in the making. You know, we did a first album, didn't turn out as well as we liked, so we knew we had some work to do, you know? So we came into this other project with the idea of just trying to make everything like 5% better, like straight across the board. You know, the songwriting, the playing, the mixing, the mastering, you know, the arrangements, just everything. So we took our time with this one. We didn't rush through it. And we spent a lot of time putting ideas and putting the songs through the paces, you know, a lot of different tracking.
All right.
And it's been a real adventure, and we're a lot more happy with the results on this one. You know,
right.
We were going for that 5%, and I think that we overshot that.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, the sound quality, the song quality, everything, it's just amazing. I was really impressed when you first made us aware of the material, and I had the opportunity to listen to it. I was like, oh, gosh, would these guys be willing to come on and talk to us? So thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Although, yeah. To be fair, we haven't listened to the previous one, so it might be actually just 5% better. It might have been another really great record, you know?
How about I save you the time music. And you don't bother?
That's cool. So so what's the name of the record?
This record's name is Love Disease.
Love Disease. That's right. Okay, cool. So
just with the COVID thing, right? That's
love, that's right. I don't know that's a love disease.
Well, no, the COVID isn't, but
no, it's one we're hoping to catch, right, lads?
That's right. That's right. Love Disease. Very nice. The first track that we're going to play. So first of all, these are all original tracks, right, folks?
Yep. Completely CanCon.
Completely CanCon all,
awesome.
The way.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, all the way. Right.
So I guess before we get into playing the track, so do you want to tell us a little bit about how the band came to be?
I think it originated in 1984. Myself and Bill met in a music store. We were both buying strings, looking for guitar strings, and struck up a conversation, and we started jamming, and then we needed some more members. So Jamie and Jeff joined us, and so, you know, we started in high school in 1984.
Wow.
And played till about 1990 when people started going to college and stuff like that. And so we took a break for a bit and then get together every couple of years for high school reunions or parties or whatever. And then we just said, hey, we got the technology to record. Let's do it. So
very nice.
Yeah, it's cool. We get to have like a second, the band gets to have like a second life, which is pretty amazing. And one of the funniest things about that story is when we met at the music store, it's our names. You know, it says, who are you? It says, I'm Kevin Salter. I said, well, my name's Billy Pepper. It's like, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, what a coincidence.
and then we had Peter Ellis, who could have been Relish, so we could have been called the Condiments.
Wow.
That's, and then our friend, there was a fryer accident at the
sure there was.
A local restaurant, and one of our friends got burned, and Jeff shows up one day and he says, I got a name for the band. Our friend got burned in the fryer accident, so he was deep fried, so we should call the band Deep Fried. That's kind of the story behind that. So
cool.
Anyways, we had a lot of fun with it.
So the first track, the name of the track is Just Enough. Who wrote that one? Is it a band collective effort? Is that how that works?
The best way that we usually write is Bill, Kevin, or Jeff will send a riff. They'll say, hey, you got anything cooking for this, Jamie? And usually the music kind of leads to the lyrics. Like a lot of the times I've got about 450 sets in the bank right now of lyrics. So we're set for lyrics and always writing, but they usually send a riff and they'll say, what can you do with this? And then Bill had sent the riff for Just Enough, and I wrote it in the driveway and I go, what do you think? He goes, right on. But what I find even more amazing is that I can send these guys lyrics without them knowing what's going on in my head, and they can say, hey, I did something with your lyrics, what do you think? And they'll send me a recording of the song, they'll sing it the way they're hearing it, and it's not even close to the way I had it pictured, because I can't play anything. I can't even play the spoons. Like I cannot read or write music. I can write lyrics, do my best at singing. That's about it. But these guys, they just impress the hell out of me all the time with how they can pull that. And we're not even in the same town or anything. Like it's just weird, but it works. So
that's rare, you know. I mean, obviously, it sounds very similar to kind of the process of the big bands. And if you hear the record, folks, I'm sure you'll agree that it kind of does sound big band like. But yeah, you're very lucky to have found each other, I guess.
Yeah.
Not often that happens.
Yeah, I think we kind of, you know, we cut our teeth playing music together too. You know, we learned how to do it since we were kids. So musically, you know, we kind of know each other, which makes it a lot easier.
Let's just give that a listen. Just Enough by Deep Fried. Back. Very nice. That was Deep Fried with Just Enough.
Wow. Yeah. Great tune. Anything you guys want to tell us about that particular song?
It was interesting writing it the way I did it. You know, I left a lot of spaces for my bandmates. You know, I'm not a selfish writer at all. I said, I'm just going to paint this little piece and I'm just going to leave a space and let's see how they paint it. And what I got back was, you heard the song.
Yes, exactly.
That's what it is. You know, it's one of the parts where it changes into the Phrygian minor mode. Near the end, it kind of becomes a little eclectic, right? So it goes different places. I think it fits well with the song. It has a lot of energy.
I could have played it faster, but I dialed that one back a little bit just so we could savor the groove a little bit, because those drums, they come through real good on that one.
Yeah, really rocking tune. Very nice. All right.
Thanks, guys.
And the next song up is Road of Bones. I'll just cut right into it, and we'll get to hear from the band about the song when we come back.
We're back.
That was Road of Bones from Deep Fried. When we're going to be back, the folks in the band are going to tell us a little bit about that song. Apparently, there's a story to it. I hope you'll enjoy that. Stay tuned.